Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Cynthia Erivo versus Wicked Memes, Gaga's disease coming for that Halloween number one, Trump working the fry station at McDonald's, and we predict which memes will be this year's biggest Halloween costumes. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Good morning to all of my lovely, lovely people.
Children, babies.
And no good morning for the uglies.
Wow.
Why? Well, none of God's creatures are ugly. Let's start there.
I know that's right.
I know that's right. In God's choir, even the uglies are at least humming.
I was going to try to name a section of the choir, but baritones. Oh my God, did we just drag the baritones the ugliest section of the choir?
No, and it's so easy to say that that's so false. It's far from
who
true.
Who would be? You know I don't have any choir.
I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it.
Name them.
Okay, if I were to rank the choir parts based on sexy to ugly.
Let's get a tier ranker out, baby.
Okay, tenors are sexy.
Hell yeah. What were you, first of all?
I was a baritone.
Oh, okay.
Tenors are sexy.
Sexy as hell.
Sexy as hell.
Fuck.
If a guy can like really go up there and do that thing, girl.
That thing.
Are you more impressed than if a guy can sing high or if a guy can sing low?
High, babe. I want to hear you hit that falsetto. You think
you're not?
You think I care about a baby lock? I don't. Who can't go deep?
Baby lock them doors.
Who can't?
A lot of men.
I guess I've got the full vocal range. Although I've seen some other people doing the TikTok thing, and I can't find the filter. Where is that? Is it a Snapchat filter that you have to pull over to TikTok? The singing, the key,
girl,
the perfect,
what are you talking
the
about?
Perfect pitch thing.
No, it's on TikTok. It's on TikTok. I did it. And if you go to my TikTok, it'll say right above my username, it'll say, try this filter.
The last three times I saw someone use it, there was no try this filter. I would have tried it. You know I've got the range.
Maybe God intervenes in ways that we don't even have the ability to comprehend.
Okay, tenors, sexy as hell.
Okay.
Name a popular tenor who's sexy as hell.
Ooh. Zayn.
Okay. Is he? I don't know anything about what any of this means. But continue next.
I mean, I honestly don't really know if he's a tenor, but like he is framed in one direction to be hitting high notes. You know, like they act like he's the one who's doing that.
What's Mitch?
Mitch is a tenor.
Okay. Now, I'm getting my bearings. Okay, next.
I mean, but Mitch is different. Mitch is, you're talking about Superfruit, or you're talking about Pentatonix.
Both.
You're talking about Mitch.
Talk about Rose Gold. Well,
Mitch is a different beast, okay?
Beast!
I don't know what Mitch can get up to, because Mitch is doing things that most cannot.
Do tenors have a limit?
The limit does not exist.
Is Mariah Carey a tenor?
Mariah Carey
is.
I think
is Ariana Grande a tenor?
Arianka, I believe, is a soprano.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I think. I would imagine. I don't know. I think. I don't know her range. Are you, Cynthia Erivo?
What about her?
What I don't know. What is she? All I know is that she, her eyes are acting. Her, she is, all I know is keep her, let her be.
Imagine dragging fan art on a national public level.
Okay.
We're coming back to the ranking of the choir, by the way. I need to know who's ugly, but we could dip into Cynthia Erivo for a minute.
Well, all you need to know is Altos, we respect them for what they're able to give. They fill out the situation, okay? And we appreciate that. And there can be a sexy alto. There can be a sexy alto.
Don't you remember Sotlas?
What does that mean?
Sotlas was the name of the altos in the Michigan State Choir. Sotlas. It was altos backwards. Nope. Sotlas.
Oh my, you're lying.
Our friend had a license plate that said Sotlas. And the S was a
name
in the S.
Name
you, and the S was a Spartan S. Sotlas.
I believe it.
Okay. So Cynthia Erivo, there she is, mad at fan art.
So, well, no. Rewind. So there she is in Wicked. So she's in Wicked.
Yeah, she sure is coming to theaters this November.
And Wicked has been around for two decades now? I don't know how long
I've seen it three times, so at least.
Okay, so it's cultivated its own fandom. People grew up with it. People have connections to it outside of this movie. People have connections to it knowing they can. A lot of people can listen to a and know which person performing it, whose that is, because they each have like a signature take on the the alphabet of it all. Okay, so people have a connection to it outside of Cynthia coming into the scene. Cynthia, I think, was in Wicked
on Broadway.
Yeah. She, I am almost certain. Anyway, so now we're going into the promotion cycle for the movie Wicked. Which is this going to be two movies? Because it's been said that I've heard it said,
babe, it's been two movies the whole time, and I hate.
Yeah, now are they acting like it's going to be 2.5 hours or something? Or like
I went on a rant
for the whole story, or I don't know.
I went on a rant about being pissed that it was two movies.
Okay, to who? Alone?
You,
in the kitchen?
On this pod. Oh. It was nominated for Rant of the Year at the Cycle Babies.
I believe it. Well, let's unpack who's nominating, okay? Who submitted that for nominations?
It's Corey's Rant of the Year is the category. Anyway.
Anyway,
so there she is.
Because Wicked goes so far back, there's been key artwork that has become iconic for Wicked.
It's just one of those pieces. It's just the playbill, no?
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure the image we're talking about is the original Wicked playbill cover.
It's playbill.
Playbill.
So it's Miss Glanza.
It's the Wicked playbill cover.
Whispering into Elphaba's ear. Elphaba has a red lip. She's smirking. You can't see her eyes, but you can see she's smirking with a red lip. And Miss Glinda, her face is pretty covered by her hand because she's whispering a secret into Elphaba's ear. Wicked. And so going into the movie cycle, they reshot that with the girls, Arianka and Cynthia. It did not have the iconic red lip. It did not have the smirk. It didn't have the proper placement of Ariana's hand, and it showed Cynthia's eyes. people noticed it. Some people were like, oh, we like it. Some people were like, oh, I wish it were more like the original. Who cares? Whatever. Great. The fandom of Wicked, somebody made a version that matched it up and tried to make it identical, but in, you know, in the style of this new shot, identical to the iconic image of the playbill. Oh, girl, Cynthia was not having it. Cynthia was not having it. She was not happy. She posted it on her Instagram story, and she said, and I quote, "This is the wildest, most offensive thing I have seen, equal to that awful AI of us fighting." Pause. Have you seen the AI of them fighting?
No.
So. Okay, so like you can have your, as an artist, in fact, I appreciate an artist having a stance against AI, and you know, there's layers to it of, you know, what AI is doing to art, and it's, you know, ruining the internet and turning Google image searches into slop of like AI filth, and you can't find real results anymore, and blah, 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 blah. And AI has environmental effects that are terrible, and it costs way more than it's worth, and it's like it puts artists out of work. There's a million reasons to be against AI art. Let's establish that. With that said, okay, so have you ever seen a picture be turned into a video through AI? So like the AI is predicting what is happening in the picture.
No.
And lets it kind of in real time play out.
Sounds well, like you're AI, really using this thing you hate.
No, I'm not, but somebody did. Somebody took that whispering image and the AI turned it into
them fighting.
The two of them beating the shit out of each other.
I would like Which, that. Okay, give me that. Show it, me it, to it, me, it, Rachel.
Just search AI Wicked fight. You'll find it, I'm sure. But it was internet. The internet was ready to love it because it's stupid. It's fun. I don't love that it was created, but unfortunately exists. And I don't hate the experience that it gives me. Am I a peace advocate? Yes. But it was a little, ha-ha. It, maybe you can be like, ha-ha.
You chuckled. Okay.
Well, she said, equal to that awful AI of us fighting. So she's already had it she's already had it so far because of the AI fighting. But then somebody posted this edit of her face. Equal to people posing the question, is your pussy green? Which was from, I don't know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Somebody in New York wrote on an ad for Wicked, just with a Sharpie on the ad in the subway, that said, as if Glinda was whispering to Elphaba in the whisper image, is your pussy green? Which is funny. It's become a meme within itself. And so now she's not liking that is your pussy green being directed toward her. Unfortunately, Miss Ma'am, you are playing a role that is iconic to a lot of people for a lot of reasons that comes with its own baggage of a lot of memes. I'm not saying you're going to like it, but some people are going to be, you're going to see the question, is your pussy green? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Do I think that it's probably not pleasant? I validate that. But it is going to have, I'm so sorry, but it's a meme of the art that you are about to participate in. Anyway, she continues, it degrades me, it degrades us. The original poster is an illustration. I am a real life human being who chose to look down, right down the barrel of the camera to you, the viewer. Because without words, we communicate with our eyes. Our poster is an homage, not an imitation. To edit my face and hide my eyes is to erase me. And that is just deeply hurtful. I think it's all valid. You can feel how you feel, and this is your experience, and I'm not erasing it. With that said, girl, relax.
She can calm down.
Girl, chill down, chill out a smidge, because I feel like, and unfortunately, you have now encouraged if you ignored it, it would have continued on at a normal amount.
Yeah.
Now this is going to be the experience you will have. Unfortunately,
everyone's going to be asking if your pussy's green.
And everyone's adding her face to stuff as to not erase her as a meme. And so like, oh my, I feel for her because she's like expressing her pain. This is coming from a place of like, she's wanting to be respected and heard and seen and valid. And unfortunately you can't complain yourself out of being memed. It will only make the memification
memeier,
more intense. Yes.
Yeah, I don't.
Sorry, girl.
I don't know. It's like if there was like ill intent behind adapting the poster, but they're making it an homage to the original. You are not the first Elphaba.
Yeah, well, she wants. I think she wants to feel like seen in the role, and so like to take away half of her face, she feels is taking away. You know,
baby, we're gonna see 5 hours of you across 2 movies. Shut up.
Oh, are you trying to silence women?
And that's how Sue sees it.
Corey, is your pussy green?
Yes. Some days it's green. Some days it's purple. Actually, I do Roy G. Biv each week.
Oh.
Catch me on a Sunday, honey. Red.
Is the G Thursday?
I don't know. I mix it up.
I ask as in, like, does your Sunday start the week or does your Monday start the week?
Roy G. Biv.
Who's Roy?
Roy G. Biv. So Sunday is red. What day you want to know? Thursday? Blue.
green is Wednesday, so your pussy's green for chaos hump day?
Yes, my pussy is on fire yesterday. Okay. Today it's just orange.
Okay, that's good to know.
You're welcome.
Well, what if you wear if you wear fake jewelry, doesn't it turn your skin green a little?
I don't know. I would never be caught dead wearing fake jewelry.
Okay. I would. Let me just clarify. I would.
I'm just kidding. I don't wear any jewelry.
I've been wearing some jewelry. You know, I wear a necklace sometimes. I wear some rings sometimes. And there, I went on a few dates with this guy once who wore tons of jewelry, and I thought, that's a lot of jewelry. But it's a slippery slope once you start wearing it. It's like, you know what? I'll throw on another ring.
I've tried rings and stuff. It's just, that doesn't feel good with typing. It doesn't feel good at the gym. I would like it. I see people wearing things. I considered piercing my ears.
Corey, that would be cute. Oh my God, Corey, with a little ring up here.
Up?
Corey.
No, Corey,
I can see it.
I would need, no. I feel too out of whack if things aren't symmetrical. So it would like, whatever I do to one ear, I have to do the other.
I can see you with 2 gauges.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Should I get 2 double, what's it called? Industrial? Double tragus?
I don't know. I don't know what that means, but I think so. I think. Well, yeah, you'd have to do double because of BOGO.
Do you ever get magnet earrings from Claire's?
Yes.
I had little alien heads.
I believe it.
were your parents all left is right and right is wrong?
I hadn't heard that until the whole family went to Claire's to get Travis's ears pierced. And he said, I got to make sure I do the straight one. And my ears were all perking. I said, now what now? Which is which? Which is which, mama? Let me tell you. And I'm taking notes.
Which is which, honey?
Corey, you should get your ears pierced.
Maybe I'll put it on my bingo board for 2025.
Project 2025 for you.
Project 2025 is my 40th birthday.
Okay.
That's my project 2025. What's yours?
Girl, speaking of project 2025, I know Trump's project 2025 when he loses. Knock on wood. I don't know if he's going to, but everyone vote. But did you see the video of him at McDonald's?
Yes. Serving fake McDonald's to fake customers.
From top to bottom, the entire experience was manufactured and scripted. They had staged every customer that he was going to interact with. Were already his fans, and they practiced the interactions beforehand with the drive-through, with everything. Every part of it was staged. I find that to be hilarious. What a day.
It was like when you shot a video at McDonald's.
That was not staged. I mean, I do have a confession, though. It was set up.
What do you mean?
But Nathan was all like, okay, let's film you asking the manager if you can work today for a day. I'm like, you think the viewers will think you can just waltz into McDonald's and ask, can I work here for a day on camera? And he goes, well, we're just making a video. And I'm like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever had to act. And the manager had to act too. So there we are doing our scene. And I have to be like, can I work here for a day? And they go, let me check. As if they can go check. Bitch, they're not, that doesn't work like that. And I think people believe.
I wish they would have picked up like one of those phones in an office that goes directly to the big boss man. And they pick it up. It's like a red phone.
We've got a twunk here dying to work fries.
Dying to work the drive-thru.
A drive-thru specialist looking to reprise his role.
Hey, wait a second. So one thing on my 2024 bingo board that I didn't accomplish, but now I'm thinking you might be able to help me with.
What?
I need a caricature drawing of myself for this year, and I noticed you painted one of you in Mamrie.
That wasn't a caricature. So that was a
still life.
I actually think for a lot of people, they would glance at it and think it's a photo. Like a lot of people would maybe think, that's Mamrie and Tyler or something.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm looking for one of those of me.
I could do
it. Do I have to commission it? I'll give you one doll hair.
Can I do it?
Yeah.
Would you give me permission?
Yes, but you have to mail it to me.
I did paint Mamrie and I. It was like a subathon reward for a fundraiser stream we did. And I decided at the very start, I don't want to be stressed about working on our faces. And so I said, I'm just going to do it in a style or something, artistic style. Choices were made. Caricaturation.
Well, I don't know if I said this on the pod before, but I said someday in my home, I want an entire gallery wall of caricature drawings and paintings of me and my husband.
Okay, I'm ready.
So
to...
you can do this first one now, and then when I get married and 10 years.
I will have practiced by
you'll have a lot of practice when I meet the one, and then that can be our wedding gift.
Okay. Yeah, I painted crouton and I love how it turned out. I put it on the wall of my in my bedroom, but at his level, so when he's walking by, he'll see it.
I was literally about to ask, you know, when people do like little rooms in their homes just for their animals.
A little room?
Yeah, I've seen like little cubbies and shit for their cats, and you like look in there and there's like a distinguished gentleman painting of the cat and like a little sofa and like a blanket.
I could do that.
Well, you know, where you got a cubby? You could make it in that downstairs bathroom. It's got a little cubby room.
Actually, no.
Yeah, it's that size room, and it's like made over for him.
Okay.
Into it.
Okay. No, but to answer your question, yes, I will do a caricature of you. I will do it.
Okay, speaking of dogs.
Uh-huh.
Did you see that dog on the top of the Great Pyramid of Giza?
Yes! Oh my God!
How did it get there?
I don't know, but I loved it. So somebody was like paragliding by the pyramids or something.
I think a drone or something.
Filming. And there was a dog at the very top of the pyramid. You can't go on top of those pyramids.
No.
It's like illegal.
It's like
I saw a video a few years ago, and I think it's from that, of somebody coming down, like a tourist coming down, and people throwing rocks at him, like, because like you're really not allowed to do that. Like, people shaming this person for, like, disrespecting the local laws and, like, for, you know, because that's like that's fragile, baby. You can't with your clog hoppers. But a dog doesn't abide by the rules of
how jets. Did that dog get all the way up there?
Jumping.
Is there steps just right at the bottom of the pyramid? I picture it like you have to jump up 10 feet and then it starts the steps.
A pyramid is tall.
I know. That's why I'm like, what's that?
Are the steps of a pyramid tall?
I don't know, but I think that dog should be nominated for Mother of the Year.
Oh, well, people were saying that it was Anubis.
I knew this.
Well, he's one of the most important gods of ancient Egypt history.
Do you know what else I'm really into right now?
Ancient Egypt history?
No, for like spooky season. You know when you see like a cartoon of a dog as a ghost? So cute. As a cartoon of a dog with just like a white sheet over it, like a ghost.
Okay.
So cute.
Okay. Does it have like its ears up?
Yeah. It's got like ear holes and eye holes. It's just like a dog.
Does the tail stick out from underneath?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Tell me that's not.
I'm seeing the vision.
Tell me that's not so cute. Dog dressed as a cartoon. Ghost.
Dog, ghost. Tweet it to me. Text it to me.
I so cute.
Do you know what you're going to be for Halloween?
I don't.
I've already started to see people's, like, you know, looks.
I was just gagged. Baby, last weekend was October 19th. The number of gays I saw at Halloween parties last Friday and Saturday. On Instagram. Of course, I wasn't invited and didn't attend any of these. But I was like, oh, we're already doing costumes now? What are we up to? Good for them.
Well, what'd you see? Anything good?
Yeah, I saw a lot of people spookyookies.
I saw somebody did you you know the video of the like live performance of like the people with saxophones and trumpets and stuff, and there's a girl front dancer and it's like kind of corny and she's like dun, 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 dun. You know what I'm talking about? And she's in pink and she's
are
like
you saying of, she's an alto?
And she's I don't know what part and they all dance together. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
Well, gay people are so that I saw somebody as her in doing the dance that she does on stage. I swear you've seen it. I can find it. But gay people don't know how to just be like a sexy mouse. They gotta be the most obscure viral video from 7 years ago or something. But it worked because I understood.
A shard of glass from the broken mirror and the substance.
Yes, perfect. I have started seeing people as things from the substance.
What have you seen?
A lot of the blue dress.
Okay. A lot of the yellow coat.
None of the yellow coat yet.
Mm.
But I did see a dog in a yellow coat as Bob from Beetlejuice.
Okay. I haven't seen Beetlejuice.
The guy with the shrunken head.
Okay, yeah, I know. Oh, I saw a dog as that.
Yeah, that's literally what I just said, mama.
Yeah, I saw that. Did you see that?
I saw that. Well, between a Bob costume and a substance costume, yellow coats are in. I guess I don't remember Bob having a yellow coat.
Well, he did.
Well, he did. Oh, hey. Are you caught up on Drag Race UK?
Hell yeah.
I love the idea of a Halloween number one. Like, you know how that is very true that in the UK, they're really pushing for a Christmas number one. Like, that's a tradition of who's going to have the Christmas number one. I'm ready for Halloween number one concept to be something that culturally we try to experience slash enjoy or encourage. And I feel like, girl, are we about to get it? Because Gaga is releasing a song called Disease this Friday.
It's just a cover of the Matchbox 20 song of the same title.
A jazz version. All right. Maybe. Is it going to be the Halloween number one? Is she coming for Kim Petras's Halloween gig?
I liked the... You mean Gaga's?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't heard it yet. If it's anything like that Harley Quinn album, perhaps.
Not Harley Quinn.
Perhaps not.
I think it says something... No, this is not shade, but I think it says something that... We're not hearing a peep about Joker 2. She has... moved on. Yeah. She's ready to change the topic.
I can't get over that clip of the person who had ad-libbed the conversation between her and Joaquin.
Oh my God. Do you think that's real?
Yes.
Oh my God. So Joaquin, so they watch the movie for the first time at the film festival. They stand
and
up
and
everyone's applauding.
And he said it's really bad.
Somebody's a lip reader is reading their lips, and it kind of does match up with what the Reed Lipper is thinking that they're saying. And he says, what? It was really bad.
He says, oh, it was really bad. She's like laughing. She's like, you're kidding. And he's like, no, I'm not. And she's like, wait, do you think?
Oh my God. That's got to be a terrible moment. That's got to be a mortifying experience. As a nervous producer, I didn't feel that. I stood up at the screenings where did we do a screening? Italy?
Oh, wait. I didn't tell you. So like 2 weeks ago, I went and saw Something Corporate in concert here in San Francisco with my brother and his wife and blah, blah, blah. And the lead singer was like, oh my God, I can't believe.
Damn, I would hate to be whoever was excluded from that list that you consider blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, me, my brother, and my sister-in-law.
I thought there was somebody else that came and you called them blah, blah, blah.
And the strangers we met at the club. Okay. No, so the lead singer was like, oh my God, I can't believe we're playing the iconic Warfield where Bob Dylan had also played this venue. And I go, I think he meant Tyler and Corey because it was the same venue we did this Nervous tour.
Oh, really?
Yes. My brother and sister-in-law were gagged. They were like, this is where your slumber party tour was? And I'm like, yes, this is it. I was here on that stage.
I will say this. Some of the tour stops that we had backstage had like posters of legends.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you know what? Yeah, people were performing and add us to the list.
I was like, I think, Mama, you mean us.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it was an iconic show. Just saying.
Yeah.
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 I mean, the Something Corporate show, not the slumber party tour.
A little, why not both?
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
two girls can be beautiful.
Both got 5 stars. I think we're all tenors in this situation.
Hmm. Well,
anything else you got to say?
I mean, I do have more, but like, we can, it's nothing that needs to be said.
We'll just pick one.
Are crock pots the electric cauldrons?
Yes. Oh.
Well, we covered
it. Did I send you my crock pot soup I was telling you about last week?
You did. Thank you.
Yummy.
Well, that's why I brought it up. Corey, where can people find you?
Trying to figure out a Halloween costume. And, well, I was going to say voting, but I already voted. But November 5th is not election day. It's the last day to vote. You can.
That is such a great point.
Babes, you can vote now. In most places, so
I already voted. And if you're figuring out where to vote, how to vote, you should Google it now. If you've moved, you should Google it now. Make sure you're registered to vote. Just double check. There's a lot of places that purge voting registration, which is insane. But double check to make sure you're registered. Make sure that your registration is correct, updated. And if you're like, oh, I don't know about all these measures. I don't know about all this. Like, whoa, it's overwhelming. You can really like find organizations that you align with and see their recommendations for voting. Like, for example, in LA, the LA LGBT Center will put out in like their list of endorsements of what they support, or like the Democrat Party or the Socialist Party or like whatever you
connect with,
are aligned with. Yeah, you can see how what they recommend and why.
I would say, baby, if you're anything like me, you've gotten 100 million flyers in the mail every day for the last 6 weeks and will continue to do so for the next 2 weeks. So
text stop to end.
Okay.
Yeah, you can find me voting too. I voted already.
Later.
Word. Bye.